Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir raheem. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Inshallah, today we will be talking about du'as of our beloved Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Be with us from start till end, inshallah, azzawajal. Beautiful information you'll be, inshallah, learning today. But before we proceed towards our topic, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. Because the more intentions one makes, the higher the reward he attains. And we can easily multiply reward. I make this intention, inshallah, azawajal, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You shall make this intention, you will be with us from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today topic is beautiful because we'll be talking about those du'as which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to make in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Or he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught us to make dua. Inshallah, those prayers, those du'as, we will inshallah share with you. But before, we need to understand the importance of making dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves that person who asks from his court. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not like that person who does not pray in his court, who does not make dua in his court. And we have been guided by Quran and by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's sunnah that we should make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves one making dua. And there is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dua is essence of worship and it is also weapon of a believer. There is so much to talk about today, inshallah, but we've got our guest, Brother Wasim Abbas, with us. Let's go towards him and inshallah, we'll continue this topic with him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wasim Abbas, how are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala
kulli hal. MashaAllah, marhaba, welcome once again to this program. And today we are talking about prayers of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Du'as which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to make, or he guided us to make in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. First of all, I would like to request you to shed some light upon the importance of making dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and how Islam guides us in this regard.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we're talking about dua today, dua is such a beautiful tool, such a great tool that has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us believers, that it is something that we request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we plead in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we get rewarded over this. As you beautifully mentioned at the start of today's program, that we've been commanded to make dua in the court of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty loves the person who makes dua in his court. And then in the Holy Quran, we've been guided in Surah Mu'min, verse number 60, Ud'uni astajib lakum, where we've been told that supplicate to me and I will accept
it.
We have been commanded in the Holy Quran, so we come to know that how important it is for us to make dua in the court of Allah Almighty. And if you think about it, even during salah, many surahs that we recite during salah, they are based upon dua. And dua is an integral part of a believer's life, a believer's acts of worship that we need to understand. Similarly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has also motivated us to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beautiful hadith, nothing is more honored in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than dua. How beautiful saying this is, that in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing which is more honored than dua. And then, where we come to know the importance of dua, at the same time we also understand that abandoning it, leaving dua, is also a means of loss for a person, is also a means of ruin for a person. The more important something holds, the higher consequences there would be attached to it for abandoning it. So if a person forgets to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course he'll suffer loss as well. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us, he's admonished us that Allah Almighty gets displeased with the one who does not make dua to him.
Allah.
So we come to know in the light of these narrations, in the light of these prophetic sayings, that how important it is for us to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, we understand that how harmful it is for us to abandon dua, not to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we read the seerah of our pious predecessors, even Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we come to know that they spent good portion of their time in praying to Allah Almighty, in supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, this is what we learn from their seerah, that we shall also have this very element in our acts of worship as well, which is very, very integral and mandatory part of our lives.
You can say it's an essence of worship.
Indeed.
Anyway, as mentioned in the hadith
of a weapon of a believer.
Subhanallah. And there's this hadith pak in Mustadrak, it is mentioned as, dua is a weapon of a believer, a pillar of deen, and a light of the heavens and the earth.
Subhanallah.
Three beautiful things. One is that it is a weapon for a believer. Subhanallah. So another thing, it is mentioned, a pillar of his deen, his religion. Without the pillar, the structure of any building that cannot stand, it will collapse, it cannot stand. So if we want that our deen is strong, so we should have pillar of our deen, which is mentioned in this hadith as Imaduddin, which is dua, prayer, praying in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And further, light of heavens and the earth. So if you want nur from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so you should make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respecting viewers of Madani Shen, when we look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we find that this beautiful element of making dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is very prominent in his life. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam seems to guide us on each and every step of our life. Right? For example, when we are getting up in the morning, from there, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught what we need to recite as soon as we wake up. And then as soon as we start eating, we should pray, that is also mentioned. After eating, what should we pray? That is also mentioned. Right? When we are going to sleep, that is also mentioned. When we wake up, that is also mentioned. When we leave home, that is also mentioned. When we enter home, that is also mentioned. When we get on our any vehicle or car, okay, subhanallah, you leave for any journey, that is also mentioned. If we are under debt, that is also mentioned. If we are in worry, that is also mentioned. If it is a thundering or storm, that is also mentioned what to recite at that moment in time. Subhanallah, each and every step, subhanallah, this perfect religion, perfect code of life, the perfect seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has guided us that these are the occasions and what you need to make dua. Because, Wasim Abbasbi, we need guidance from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because when we make dua, we never know whether what we are asking, is this the right manner of asking dua? Is this the right wording to make dua? Because if we do not have knowledge, we may end up asking something which is forbidden to ask.
Indeed.
Right? There are certain du'as which are not allowed to make in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But if we don't have that knowledge, so the best idea is to read the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and to find out what are those beautiful words that are guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or what were the words which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made and asked in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, prayed in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So today we'll go one by one, and some of the selected du'as, inshallah, we will share with you. Wasim bhai, what is that, please?
Subhanallah, as you beautifully mentioned regarding pretty much every stage of our life. So when we are living our life, of course, we will suffer calamities as well. There will be ups and downs in our lives. So this du'a, alhamdulillah, beautiful du'a, is regarding salvation from every calamity. Whenever any calamity befalls us, subhanAllah, when any calamity befalls us, what dua should we recite? So the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guided us in this regard as well. The person who recites this dua three times in the morning and three times in the evening will not be harmed by anything in this world.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
How beautiful and comprehensive dua this is. We often, you know, are worried because of calamities and hardships, etc. So the beloved Prophet ﷺ has told us that whoever recites this dua three times in the morning, three times in the evening, he will not be harmed by anything in this world.
And the dua is
Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim.
Subhanallah.
That's a beautiful dua which we've been told by the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And the translation is that I begin with the name of Allah, by the blessing of whose name nothing in the skies and the earth can cause harm. Oh, the ever-living, oh, the ever-lasting.
No doubt. Absolutely perfect and right. But see, Masbi, I think especially in this day and age when we are living, people are facing so many problems, calamities, people have got fear. And especially right now, the people, the fear of having loss of health.
Indeed.
Especially the coronavirus and all this pandemic is going on. I think this is beautiful dua one should make. One should pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because inshallah azza wa jal, if we make this dua in the morning, as you said, and in the evening, then inshallah we'll be protected
inshallah
from all sorts of harms. Inshallah we will not have them. And this is a beautiful dua. And normally it is also recited before eating also.
Indeed.
Right? Some of the people, they also recite before eating. But it is not specific for eating only. You can recite it anytime in a day or in the evening. And you should make this dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It was also displayed on screen. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the very first dua which we shared. So this tells us that subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has guided us on each and every step of our life. The second dua, inshallah, that'll be on the screen. And what is that, Wasima?
MashaAllah. Again, every day on daily basis, we also need to rest. We need to go to bed. And alhamdulillah, Islam, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, has guided us what to recite before going to bed as well. Alhamdulillah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the person who goes to sleep on bedding after reciting this dua three times, Allah Almighty will forgive all his sins, no matter even if his sins are as many as the leaves of the trees or the sand particles of the cliffs, of the mountains.
Allah
Almighty will forgive all his sins. So again, if we want our sins to be forgiven, this dua we should recite every time, three times before we go to bed. And what is the dua? Astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh.
Subhanallah.
In beautiful wording, beautiful dua taught to us by the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for getting our sins forgiven.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. See, we think definitely we need that our sins are forgiven. We
of
need
course.
That alhamdulillah when we meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when we depart from this mortal world, we are presented in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. At that moment in time, we are free of sins. And we are forgiven when we go there and we present ourselves. That for this, alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful dua. In the morning and in the evening, we should make. And istighfar is something which is beautiful ibadat, which is a beautiful dua itself, and which is beautiful wazifa also.
Indeed.
We should invoke, we should always ask forgiveness from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Maybe we are walking towards any supermarket, or we are going to buy something from any corner shop, or we are going to masjid, or we are coming back from masjid, or maybe we are sitting in any surgery waiting for our turn, or any time, whatever is a waiting time, maybe we are traveling in a bus or a train, right? We should keep on reciting istighfar. We should ask forgiveness from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so that if any sin during the day or night we have committed, inshallah, due to the barakah and blessing of this istighfar, inshallah, the forgiveness we seek from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive.
Islam has even guided us what dua to make, what dua to recite even before entering the marketplace. Not only that, the main problem is one way what we normally face for not making dua is because of not understanding the importance of dua. we think it, these are just merely, you know, I need to make dua in the court of Allah Almighty only when I'm struck with some kind of calamity, or only when I need something, or when I'm in debt, or, you know, so on and so forth. Only when I'm in problem, that's when I need to make dua. What we need to understand is that dua is a very, very highly ranked form of worship. Something that is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that will draw you closer to Allah Almighty. Something that will alleviate your problems. Something that will make you highly ranked in the divine court. So it is all about understanding the importance of dua. As our elders, the noble predecessors, dua was very integral part of their daily routine. So we need to understand how important making dua is. And it is not only for worldly purposes when any calamity befalls us. It is for a daily, on daily basis. And as you beautifully mentioned, whatever time we get, we need to understand that dua is a form of, a beautiful form of worship that we can make. You know, any time that we find, we shouldn't take it to be something small.
MashaAllah. But with respect to rules of Madinah, now it's time to include one segment in our program. That is chosen sunnah. Let's go, come back, inshallah, continue this topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, the chosen sunnah, what we've got for you today is calling people by their kunya. Beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would call the blessed Sahaba companions alayhim ridwan by their kunya and by their names which they liked. Subhanallah. So this is something very interesting and beautiful also. It's a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We talk about this beautiful sunnah. If I know someone's name and if I call him by his name, or if he has got any kunya, if I call him by his kunya, definitely that person will like it. If someone mentions, even I've noticed, if someone mentions my complete name, right, then I like it more. If somebody says Rizwan, for example, if someone says Rizwan Rashid, right, a complete name, maybe I would like that. So this is something. And another effect is, if you remember someone's name and you don't meet him quite often, and if you remember him, or when you meet with him and you call him by his name, that person likes that. And this is also a beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I think we should also make a habit. We should call people by their kunya and by their names and follow this beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Indeed, Rizwan, it sort of gives you the sense of being honored. In a way, it's like you feel like the other person is giving me more respect, he's giving me more honor. So automatically this also will increase affection amongst Islamic brothers. So this is beautiful sunnah. Every sunnah, alhamdulillah, is full of wisdom. And for example, if you call me with my kunya, this would increase your affection in my heart automatically, because this will give me a feeling that you're giving me more respect, more honor. So beautiful sunnah. May Allah Almighty enable us to follow it.
Subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we were talking about dua, the importance of making dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Another important point what we understand is, in this dunya, if someone comes and asks something from me, right, or any person, human beings, right, one time someone asks something or favor, we'll do that favor twice, thrice. And if we keep on asking somebody, so we get offended. We don't like that person always coming and asking for something from us, right? This is the attitude of human beings. This is the attitude of us being makhluk, right? Very normal people I'm talking about. Subhanallah, we get offended. We don't like if someone asks from us, if someone requests us something to do. But subhanallah, this is the shan of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the exalted status of Rabb tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, that He loves if someone makes dua, if someone asks from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He loves that individual. He loves that bondsman that he is asking from me. So where else we will go? We have to go in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He is the provider. He is the one who grants, who gives, who provides. provides. So there is no other court other than Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is the one who provides. So we need to make dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is not just like people who get offended and from if you keep on asking favors, but it is Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. It is Khaliq. It is our Rabb who has created us, our Creator. He loves if someone asks, and he dislikes if someone does not ask from his court.
Allah.
This is also something very important to note. There is another dua which we would like to share with viewers of Madani Shell. Hopefully many of our children, they know this, or many of our viewers, they know this. This program is about to remind us that these duas exist. We need to learn them. If we don't know them, we need to learn them. And inshallah, there will be third dua which we would like to share. It will be on screen also. That is regarding when we sleep, at that moment in time, we make dua in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that is Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Translation, O Allah Azza wa Jal, with your name I die and live, i.e. sleep and awake. So this is a beautiful dua what we make when we go to sleep. We don't know what's going around us.
Indeed. Right?
Anything is happening, we don't know. It's just like a person is no more in this world, right? When he gets up, then he comes back to this world. So, subhanAllah, how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught us that we should make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, if I sleep, I sleep with your name. If I wake up, I wake up with your name. So we should remember our Lord Azza wa Jal. Even when we sleep or we wake up, on each and every step of our life, we should remember our Lord Azza wa Jal. We should remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and we should seek help from Him. And because He is the one who gives life and He is the one who gives death.
Indeed.
If we die after sleeping that night, if we don't wake up, what will happen? Subhanallah. Our end would be on this beautiful dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we should not forget making these beautiful small duas. We need to learn them and we need to bring them in our day-to-day, daily routine life, and we should make habit of learning these duas. What would you suggest if someone wants to learn these beautiful duas? Would you like to recommend any book or maybe any way or form or any atmosphere? What would you say?
Subhanallah, definitely it is one way. As of course we are recommending these du'as today, just by watching this program, of course the passion would develop inside us to learn those du'as, but we need an environment, we need some kind of literature, some kind of books through which we can keep going over them to learn these du'as. There are, alhamdulillah, many books of Maktabat al-Madina which have these du'as in them. Alhamdulillah, a beautiful book, Seerat-e-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is about the biography of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This beautiful book also contains these du'as. Then we have, alhamdulillah, Path to Piety, which is a beautiful book for those devotees of the Prophet who travel in Madani Kafilas. Alhamdulillah, that book can also be purchased and these du'as will be found in the, that book as well, alhamdulillah. And along with that, the best tool to remember these du'as is to travel in the Madani Kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, to associate yourselves with the Madani environment, religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah. In Madrasatul Madina Balighan, where Quran, the Holy Quran is taught free of cost, alhamdulillah, they also make you remember one du'a. Alhamdulillah, in Madani Kafilas, we learn sunnahs, we learn du'as. And these du'as, alhamdulillah, are a part of this schedule of the Madani Kafila, which travels for 3 days, 12 days, 1 month, 1 year, so and so forth. So if you want to remember these du'as and be steadfast upon them, A, purchase these books or download them from the website of Dawat Islami free of cost, which have just been mentioned, and B, which is most important, is to travel in the Madani Kafilas of Dawat Islami. Inshallah Zawajal, you will memorize these du'as over there and practically you'll implement them in for those 3 days in the Madani
Kafilas. We will travel in Madani Kafilas, and that is the best way to learn these du'as. Respected members, we earlier mentioned that when we sleep, we need to make dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We need to remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As soon as we wake up, then also we have been guided by our Islam that what shall we recite? We should mention hamd of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We should remember Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. We need to pay shukr in His court that we are again back to life, right? And you're paying shukr in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In Tirmidhi Sharif, this is mentioned, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahya nafsi ba'dama amataha wa ilayhi nushur. And the translation is, all praises for Allah Azza wa Jal, who gave us life, i.e. as soon as we wakefulness, after death, i.e. sleep, and to him we have to return. SubhanAllah. So it's this dua when we make in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are paying shukr. We are mentioning hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are praising Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who gave us life back after death. We woke up after sleep. And we are paying shukr in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we are also recalling our return. We are also giving ourselves a reminder daily when we wake up that him we have to return. Yes, my dear respected viewers of Madin Channel, if we make these du'as, inshallah, and we also know their meanings, then what will happen? This will also not give us tawfiq and ability to mention hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to make du'a in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. At the same time, inshallah, this will also keep us recalling our death. It's time to include one segment in our program, inshallah. We'll come back and we'll include a few more du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we've got a few chosen facts for you. The very first question is, who is the person who shares in the sin of every unjust killing on the earth? Answer is Qabil, as he committed the first ever murder. And the second question of the day is, which attributes of the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha impressed with? Answer is, with trustworthiness, honesty, and good manners. And the third chosen fact for you today is that on what four occasions shaitan weep whilst screaming out loud? Did shaitan sleep, weep whilst screaming out loud? The answer is, when he was cursed from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number two, when he was sent down to earth. Number three, at the arrival of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And number four is when Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed. Ji, Wasim Abbas bhai, again, this last chosen fact which mentions that when shaitan cried, when he wept, and he screamed out loud while crying, these occasions which were mentioned, that includes one where the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Nisar teri chahil pahil par hazaro eidhe rabiul awwal siwaye iblis ke jahame sabhi to khushiyan mana rahe hain. He was the one who cried, he was the one who was weeping. And everyone else, subhanallah, was happy upon the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And it is also mentioned that when Surah Fatiha was revealed, and one of the best du'as to make in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is also Surah
Fatiha.
Right? And we are talking about du'as. And if you want any jami'a du'a, any comprehensive dua you would like to make in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, recite Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, there are so many blessings and barakas of reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and making dua in this manner.
And
what
those
would you say?
Fortunate people who alhamdulillah offer salah regularly, they make this dua 5 times in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. At least they make this dua, the best of the du'as, surah, one of the best of the du'as, Surah Fatiha, 5 times in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only if you can understand its importance and how important it is for us to make dua. And now again, it is not an ordinary dua. It is a dua which you just mentioned, that when this was revealed, shaitan wept. This is the dua of that very moment. So how fortunate we are. And at the same time, it also gives us us a message, an alarming message for those who ma'adullah miss their salah, who ma'adullah do not offer their salah or offer it after the time has elapsed. So we need to understand that it also gives us a warning sign of how important salah is. And on the other hand, those who do offer salah, how fortunate they are that they are also supplicating in the court of Allah Almighty.
Well, see, Abbas bhai, mashallah, beautiful point you mentioned. I would like to add here that when we make dua in adab and manners of dua from Surah Al-Fatiha, we learn that whenever you make dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, first of all, you should mention hamd of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
Glorify Allah Almighty.
You should glorify Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You should mention His praise, like it is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. And then, you, after mentioning the praise, after glorifying Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, then you admit the fact that we are your slaves. We do your ibadah. We worship you alone, right? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Subhanallah. And after that, seeking help from the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we are asking in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make us walk onto that path which is the path of righteous people upon whom you favored, subhanallah, and not of those, the path of those which
upon whom you were wrathful.
Your wrath came upon, subhanallah. So respective viewers of Madani Channel, we understand from this fact that, subhanallah, that when you make dua, first of all, you should praise.
Subhanallah.
You should glorify Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in these words, what we are learning from these duas, alhamdulillah alladhi, right? The very first wordings of many duas, you would find the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is one of the manners also to make dua. First, we need to mention the praise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, glorify Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then we should ask for what we want from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and du'as are accepted.
Subhanallah. Indeed.
What do you say on this?
Indeed, Izvan, with the last point you made, the du'as are accepted. There can be different forms of acceptance, but we need to understand that sometimes the exact of a required thing might not be granted to us because that is not good in our favor. So a better substitute could be given to us, or it wasn't good for us and it wasn't given to us, or it was saved for us and its recompense would be given to us in the hereafter. So there are different forms of acceptance of the dua that we need to understand. But unfortunately, again, our materialistic mindset is that we want whatever we asked for in the same form and straight away. Because we are, a human being is always hasty, is always in a rush. So what we need to understand is that our du'as are never unanswered. They're always accepted. We need to be patient and pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very important point over here is one way that we need to mention, which you touched upon earlier as well, that at the same time, we also need to understand the manners of du'as. And we need to understand that what du'as are those from which we've been forbidden to ask. What du'as are those that we should not be asking in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain etiquettes for asking for du'as as well. For example, it has been stated that we shouldn't be exceeding the boundaries in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, asking for prophethood. So for example, asking to stay healthy all of our life long, so asking to be ascended to the heavens, etc., etc. So we need to understand our boundaries, what the limitations
are. We should seek knowledge also.
We should seek knowledge. Worship without knowledge is destruction. A person who worships without acquiring knowledge, most of the times he ruins his worship.
Sure.
Because you need to acquire knowledge in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way you're meant to worship Allah Almighty. So like the salah becomes farz upon us, we need to understand the rulings of salah. We need to acquire the knowledge regarding ruling of salah. Similarly, you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding something, you want to supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty, then learning the etiquettes of making dua in the court of Allah Almighty is also necessary upon us. So we need to ensure that we don't cross the boundaries, the limits of making dua to Allah Almighty. And when we ask for anything in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we stay within our allowed parameters and do not exceed them. Otherwise, we will be amongst those who ma'adullah suffer loss.
Would you like to share a dua?
Something that we come across on daily basis. We travel pretty much every now and then. And whilst we travel, we stop over at many places as well. And many a times we do face different kind of challenges at those places. So for dua to be recited at stopover, when we stop whilst we are traveling, the beloved Prophet ﷺ has said that the person who stays anywhere during a journey and recites this dua, he will not suffer any type of harm at that place. And what is the dua? أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. Translation, I seek refuge from the harm of all creatures by virtue of complete and perfect words of Allah Almighty.
All creatures, subhanAllah.
When we supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty, we should choose the best of the words, the best of the manners, and which other words would be better than the words that have been taught to us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The perfect individual.
SubhanAllah. My dear respected members of Madani Channel, inshaAllah, if you make this dua, we will be protected. Especially if any insects or any creatures of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they will not harm us if we make dua, the one which is mentioned.
That when we see any troubled person, we should make this dua. And what is the benefit of this? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the person who recites this dua, when seeing anyone suffering from difficulty, i.e. an illness or trouble, then he, meaning that is the person who recites this dua, will remain safe from that difficulty, i.e. that illness or that trouble throughout his life.
SubhanAllah.
Nowadays, we have many people, many relatives, unfortunately, who are suffering from COVID. And there are many other problems as well. So whenever we see anyone in any kind of illness or any kind of trouble, we should recite this dua by looking at them. Inshallah, Zabidul, we ourselves will be saved from that trouble, from that illness. What is the dua? Alhamdulillahilladhi aafani mimma btalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. This is the dua that we should make. We should supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty when we see any grieved, any troubled, any ill person. Inshallah, Zawajal, by the blessings of this, we ourselves will be saved from that illness, that calamity throughout our life.
SubhanAllah. This reminds me in a waqia, an account of Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Once he got ill to a very severe level, right? His illness went. And at that moment in time, there was a specific kind of pandemic was also going.
There was a plague, outbreak of plague.
So that moment, doctors were called, and when they saw the condition of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he was not able to even speak at that moment in time. The doctor said, this is the same thing. That he meant this is plague. So he left. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh wanted to say something, but he couldn't speak at that moment. But very soon he recovered, and subhanAllah, he said that the doctor was saying that he has a plague, but I knew that I cannot have that because I have recited the dua taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam many times after seeing someone inflicted in that very illness. SubhanAllah, respect views of Madani Channel, this tells us yaqeen, this tells us belief upon the dua of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This tells us that one should have iman, faith, insha'Allah azza wa jal. If we have faith, if we have iman, insha'Allah azza wa jal, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will protect us. InshaAllah, we should have faith upon these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should make dua when you leave home, subhanAllah, you will be protected. Then definitely we will be protected.
Indeed.
When we sleep, inshaAllah, you should recite certain wazaif, certain awrad, invocations, inshaAllah. InshaAllah, throughout night, angels will protect us. Then definitely they will protect us because that has been said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respective views of Madani Channel, this is what, first of all, we need to seek knowledge. We need to learn knowledge. We need to learn these du'as. And most important is having faith, having yaqeen upon the saying of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because this saying is of a personality who is knower of ghaib by the bestowal of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that should be our belief, and we should make dua with yaqeen that it will be accepted. Now it's time to include one segment in our program, that is English dubbed clip. Let's go and watch that. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم
يا مصطفى the chosen one صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى the chosen one.
There are certain people who give up and they don't put efforts in their life, maybe because of social weaknesses, disabilities, abnormalities, or due to mental illness. They don't strive for better life, and they're unable to make their appropriate place in society, to the extent that you would see people begging in streets. Do work hard, find some work you can also earn. Well, I would advise you, instead of adopting the profession of begging while taking advantage of your disabilities, illnesses and weakness, you should develop a sense of self-respect within yourself. Actually, when we take inner tubes of old tires, he comes and buys from us. He pays 10 rupees for one inner tube. I don't know how much he sends for. That's how he earns his livelihood. He's really working hard. Look at his example. Everyone should work hard to earn.
This brother is amongst that group who has not given up, amongst those individuals who are not sitting at home because of their disabilities. This brother, Abdul Rahim, he serves the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. He cleans masjid. People of that masjid say that when he takes off, then two or three people have to do the work which he does alone. He cleans, serves masjid and earns halal this way. And he does not beg for living. My dear Islamic brothers, this is the message of Dawat-e-Islami too, that we should develop a sense of self-respect within our personalities. There is no comparison between the one who earns halal and the one whose earnings are based on interest and haram. Cleanliness and filth cannot be compared. If just one grain of wheat earned by halal means is put on one side of the scale and on the other side millions of pounds earned by haram are put, even then the scale pan with grain will remain heavy.
Respected viewers of Madani Sharon, today we are talking about dua. We are talking about dua, praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. We heard beautiful message from Nigrani Shura. Now, come back to our topic. Wasim Abbas Bey, time is short. We would like to cover as many duas as possible in this program. So, please,
again, beautiful next dua. It's regarding the treasure of paradise, treasure of Jannah.
Sayyidina we all want treasure, don't we?
Subhanallah. And that also of Jannah, of paradise. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Qais radiallahu anhu has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, should I not guide you towards the words that are treasure from amongst the treasures of paradise?
Subhanallah.
So I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are those words? So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those words are La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Very easy to remember.
Very easy to remember, very easy to recite, very easy to invoke in the quote of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These are the words which the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that these are amongst the treasure of paradise. So this treasure is there for us to earn. It is up to us, how do we take it?
Subhanallah. Respective views of Madani Sharon, I think we should all learn today. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So learn, it's very easy to say, but subhanallah, as mentioned, it will be very heavy on scale. Inshallah, you will earn huge amount of reward. You are mentioning the powers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You are admitting by saying that all powers are of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He is the possessor of all powers. And whatever happens, it is through His will. And we are very weak. And we should make this dua. We should mention hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As much as possible, we should do that. Respect views of Madani Sharon, today, as we are making effort to learn a few du'as of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. There are so many other du'as, easily we can understand
that the du'a that we need to recite at the time of fear from any nation.
Subhanallah.
So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if there's a fear of losing life and wealth, etc., at the hand of any nation or army, so we recite this du'a, which is Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim.
Subhanallah.
So if we fear anything, any of our wealth, our life, etc., then we should recite this dua. Insha'Allah, it will be protected.
Many of our viewers, who are under debt, and they want that their debt is cleared, and they pay off that easily. So there's a beautiful dua which is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But let me mention that what is in hadith in this regard first, and then inshallah we'll mention that dua also. A famous companion, Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala, and stated, one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to masjid, where he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam found Sayyiduna Abu Umama Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala and to be sitting there. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "O Abu Umama, why are you sitting in the masjid at this time, which is not the time of salah?" Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala and replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I have a lot of tensions and I am burdened with debts." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not teach you some words? When you recite them, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove your tension and pay your debt." Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala and said, "Why not, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Please tell me." So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Recite this dua every day in the morning and evening." Subhanallah. What is that dua? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzni wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasli wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhli wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati ad-dayni wa qahri ar-rijal." Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala went on to say, "I recited this dua so my tensions were removed and the Almighty also paid my debt." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. What a beautiful dua. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, tensions will also be removed, problems will be sorted, inshallah, and debt will also be paid off. So this is the dua. If those brothers, those viewers they are watching, if they want this, inshallah, if it is also on the screen, you can take a picture of that and you can recite it inshallah in the morning and in the evening. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of this dua, inshallah your tensions will be removed and inshallah Azza wa Jal, your debt will also be paid off. Let's go towards our segment which is chosen wazaif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى the chosen.
Respect viewers of Madani Channel, the very first wazifa we've got for you today is Ya Maliku. When recited 90 times daily by a poor and destitute person, inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will be relieved of poverty. Ya Maliku, 90 times. And the second wazifa is Ya Salamu. Ya Salamu. Whoever recites this 111 times and blows on all ill people, on an ill people, inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will be cured. Meaning that person who is ill will be cured. Ya Salamu, 111 times. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give shifa to those believers who are ill. Ameen. Jahin Nabil Ameen. And today we are talking about du'as. Today we tried to bring few du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Definitely we have not been able to cover all of them, which are mentioned in ahadith, which are mentioned in Quran also. There are so many du'as which have been taught by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But we've just given you a little bit mindset that we should learn these beautiful du'as, these prayers, these words of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, how he would pray, praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and how would he pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how he used to seek protection from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and how did he guide us to seek protection from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and what is the right manner and adab of making dua in the court of Allah Almighty. And I hope inshallah you must have learned. And there are certain books which were mentioned before also. There is a book called Adab-e Dua. This book is available in English also. So you can go visit www.dawateislami.net, and there inshallah is a section of books library. You can search this book, whose dua is accepted.
And if you want, which dua should we not make? This is also another booklet from the same book. So these two parts of that book are available in English as well. Whose dua is accepted and which dua should we not make?
Should we not make? So these are beautiful books and booklets. You should read them and download. It's all free inshallah, and you can increase your knowledge. And there are so many beautiful books regarding du'as for those who can read Urdu, and those du'as which are mentioned inshallah there. One book is Path to Piety. That is also available in English. So you can inshallah download that book also, and you can read many du'as. And there are some of the inshallah du'as which are also written there, which we have mentioned today. So keep watching Madani Channel, because Madani Channel brings you beautiful topics and it's beautiful way, source of increasing knowledge. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept what we've said today. That's all for today. We'll be back. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى the chosen one صلى الله عليه وسلم